Grace to you and peace through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The star started to fall around noon on the 26th of December.
And as I looked up at that star and I saw it starting to fall, the feeling that overcame me was a surprise to me. As I looked up and I saw that star starting to fall, I was overcome with a great sense of apathy. And I didn't know why, because this was the same great star of wonder, great star of might, great $7.99 star that just a few weeks before we had so proudly put on the top of our Christmas tree. And it had to be just right in my book. It had to stand just right, be positioned just in the right position, and give off that beautiful light. But now, it started to fall. And I really didn't care. Because this, after all, is the day after Christmas. And this star is just going to find its way into a box, into the dark recesses of our basement. So what did it really matter if the star was there or falling? Or what? No doubt there is a great dimming of the world the day after Christmas. Lights are already being taken down, decorations being put away, displays being tucked down in those basements, store shelves once filled with lights and all kinds of neat stuff proclaiming Christ, now being evacuated and replaced by little pink, heart-shaped boxes of chocolate. There's a great dimming of the world the day after Christmas. And for many, that day after Christmas is just another day, because Christmas was the end of things. Christmas, that day of Christmas, was the end of celebrations. It was the end of parties. It was the end of happiness. It was the end of gift exchanges, and now we come to that great day of Christmas, and we have a chaotic opening of gifts and a great feast fit for royalty, and then, lights off. The end. We got so worked up, we got so excited, we got so happy, for it to all end right here on Christmas Day, the 25th. Of December. And that's why I firmly believe that this text here now in this season of Epiphany is a breath of fresh air, because when the world is shouting end, we have the Word of God proclaiming beginning. When the world says close out, we have a start. When the world says lights off, God says, "Now just wait a minute. Let's take a look at lights on." And so we have Genesis 1, 1 to 5. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness, and God called the light day, and he called the darkness night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. The first day of creation, right before your eyes, right into your ears, God's word is giving you for the first time created light, and how magnificent this day must have been. Oh, what a joy it must have been if we could have been a witness of this, God creating lights. Not sun, not moon, not stars. That's all fourth day stuff. This is first day stuff. Light in its most basic physical element light. And then God takes that light, that magnificent, wondrous light that he's just created, and he separates it from the darkness. And so we have light and we have dark. And somehow, and only the way that God could do it, we have morning and we have evening. We have day and we have night, the first day. And it is good. It is good because God calls it good. This is good light. It's good and it's wondrous and it's marvelous. But not constant. It's amazing, this created light, but not constant. For the day gives way to night, and the morn gives way to evening, and the light gives way to darkness. It's not constant. And neither are our celebrations, neither are our days, neither are our good times. And for many, that is a hardship. Because Christmas was so good, and the celebrations were so good, and the times with family and friends were so good, and then it all somehow ended. And I have to say, even for myself, it's a little sad watching those lights come down, watching that tree put into its box, losing ornaments. But sometimes it's something more serious. And maybe it's more serious for you. And maybe sometimes it's more serious for me. That the celebrations and the good times of Christmas, which don't last, the parties don't last, the laughs don't last. Sometimes those times are used to mask what's really going on in your life. Sometimes the parties, the gifts, all that happens in our celebrations around Christmas are a fleeting time that we can use to get away from our lives and the pain that we feel in our life. And then when that all ends and when our family all goes home and when the gifts are all unpackaged and the trees all come down and lights all get shut off, we're back to our same old life with our problems and our doubts and our worries. And we have no other celebration to wrap them up in. And they become hauntingly apparent to us. And they pierce us as a sword. Because we are relying on these things to get us through, which are not constant. But at this point, let this text, this wonderful word of God, this in the beginning, take us to another in the beginning of John chapter 1. And as it takes us on that journey from Genesis 1 to John 1, we go from light create to light uncreate. We go to a light that is constant. Where the light create will come and go, this light uncreate will be there for us forever. This God of God, this light of light, this very God, begotten, not made, here in John chapter 1, who is, for you, the light of life, the light of men, the light of the world, who has now come into this dark world. And he is tabernacled amongst men. This light uncreate, this constant light, this never fading light, is not a light that we can only look at from a distance. But it is a light that is right here, right with us, amongst us. But at the same time, it is a light that did not stop when the lanterns of the Bethlehem stable were extinguished. It is a light that did not fade away after the Magi were long gone and the star went away. It's a light that comes to you now and shines in your life now. Christ's light that shines to you through the bright beams of his holy word into your life. And it finds you in the dark. But these people, we people, have seen this great light. We people living in this darkness have seen this great light. And this great light not only finds us, but it finds us in this dark corner, shriveled up into a little ball as a beggar who can do nothing for himself, who can do nothing for herself. As Luther said, wir sind alles Bettler. We are all beggars. We are all beggars. And this light finds us, the kind of people who cannot one day stand up under their own strength and say, this day I will walk out of this darkness and I will find for myself the light. No, instead the light finds you. You in your weak and your dying and you're despairing, and you're worried, and you're troubled conditions. The light finds you as the bright beams of his word finds you and comes to you and proclaims to you life abundant and the forgiveness of Christ and salvation. And for every moment of despairing, for every moment that you are finding yourself in a dark corner in this life, that light is finding you, and it is showing you how much your Savior loves you and how far he will go to find you and to pick you up and to save you. And his light is like that beacon, that bright beacon on that rugged cliff that shines out across a raging sea and shows that ship with its company that there's more out there than that raging sea. There is hope. And at the same time, that bright beacon is lighting up the face of the captain of that ship, and it is Christ himself. And so the star, well, my moment of apathy passed, and I couldn't stand to let that star fall on the day after Christmas. Because I figured in some way that that star still had a story to tell. It still had a reason to bear its light. And so it is with you. Just as the light shines always in your life, you too will always have a story to tell. You too will always be bearers in hand of his word, that light, which is constant and will never fade. Let us pray.